Blog Talk Radio.
Ed, well, apparently that intro didn't work. Fucking Blog Talk. What up, Ghetto?
Where the fuck's the intro at, man?
Apparently it didn't want to work. Because, unfortunately, Blog Talk has been making adjustments to the site to where now it's just retarded. Because they're giving me tracks to use that were not even on a soundboard, that were on the soundboard way in the past. Maybe like back in 2008. I'm like, what the fuck? So I think, you know what, fuck it. I'll see what happens if I try rotten mouth. I ain't afraid of no ghost. Doesn't work.
Why do they keep insisting that we want songs that we've deleted a long time ago back?
Yeah.
I don't know. We got 732 with us.
What up?
What up?
What's going on? Who's this?
It's Victoria.
Holy God.
Shit. It's about to get legit here.
Wait. Speaking of which, please tell me you did not use the word legit during your interview with Hot Topic.
Before I called? I did, and that's what made me call. I said the word, and I was like, oh, God, I was supposed to call.
Wait, hold on. You had an interview just, like, now?
No, it was earlier. I was just talking about it now, and then I was just status about it now because I was thinking about it.
I was about to say, man, who the hell is an interview at this time?
No, it was earlier. It was totally fucking random, though.
Did you get the job?
I have a second interview next week, so.
That's a no.
Hey, that is not a no. That's why I need to talk to the other manager. Yo, I didn't even hit the fucking ball. Huh? I didn't even hit the ball. Hold on.
Of course, he calls it getting high at the same time. Like usual.
I just thought I was hearing random people.
Yeah, but usually what I used to call it was getting high by myself.
See, that man, she found a friend to get high with. You know, it's different now.
Yeah. I mean, she's here. Chris is gone. The longest
Chris
time.
Gone.
But
what happened to him?
Who?
He killed him.
Who's gone? Who's gone?
Chris.
Oh, yeah, that guy. He's gone there.
Yeah, we fired his ass. We fired his ass. Something happened.
He's working for another radio show. Apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Traitor status.
Have you ever heard of a station called, like, Muser or some shit like it?
Not really.
Yeah, it's another online radio station thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't hear of you guys until we became friends, so.
Exactly.
But.
Yeah.
So it's just you two?
Yep.
Yeah, it seems how the show just started, like, 3 minutes ago.
Oh, was only 3 minutes ago? I thought this went on for like an hour.
Damn, man.
Oh, that clock isn't wrong. Is that clock is it right?
She forgot to set her clocks.
Yeah,
just
probably
one
did.
Clock.
Well, it seems like the intro didn't play. I guess I might just go for it. Might just go for one and start kick things off. But the Amazing Jungle Brothers of the Night.
All right, man, go ahead and play a song.
Hello there, sir. Boy, I'll tell you, I lived around here all my life. I never once noticed this place. You need a sign out there or something, buddy. Probably bring some business to the joint.
Yes. How may I help you today?
I'm looking for some kind of clock or something. Something for the old man. He collects old shit like this, and I figured I'd get him something before he dies and rots on me, you know?
Oh, well, perhaps you could use a gift yourself.
Well, I'm not much for old shit like this myself.
But I insist. I have something just right for you. This will help you find more than you're looking for.
A candle, huh? Yeah, well, maybe I'm in the wrong place.
Consider it a gift from your neighbor.
But I got electricity in my house.
No, this is no ordinary candle, my boy. Come closer and witness the light that this magical candle will shed upon your life.
Listen, I really gotta get going.
Witness, my friend. Witness the light of the amazing Chuckle Brothers.
And we're back.
I got electricity in my house.
Yeah, my old man fucking collects shit, old shit like this.
See, that song plays now, but Blog Talk wouldn't let the show start that way.
Yeah.
I know.
Ghetto G. Remember I was telling you about Ghetto and the Bishop? And you asked me who the fuck Ghetto G was? This is fucking Wait. Ghetto.
About me, and
Ghetto.
Me and who?
And apparently your mistress.
I have a mistress?
According to fucking Victoria, here you do.
What kind of stories are you telling people, Victoria?
What are you saying? I said Bishop.
Are we talking about the picture where I'm having dark darts?
Yeah,
at your
so
face?
That, and he was around when I saw that, and I started cracking up. And I told
yeah, see
him
that?
Like,
even your
said,
friends enjoyed that.
He said, "Who names their kid Ghetto?" And I said, it's not his real fucking name.
You know.
I was like, wow.
Well, I mean, you know, his father is pretty fucked up in the head, so.
Well, you know, I'm sure if he really had it his way, I'd be named some, like, religious shit.
One's up there.
So, how's this cold weather we're having, guys?
It's pretty nipply.
Pretty a tidbit nibbly, I'm telling you.
Yeah, THO status.
Fucking Jersey is brick cold right now.
Well, I mean, it's not that cold, but it's cold. You know.
You're what?
I said it's not that cold, but it's cold.
Fuck that. It's cold in Jersey.
It's going to be in, like, the 50s this weekend, so, I mean, it's not that cold.
Where are we
at? Fucking cold. It's cold right now outside. I don't know. If I'm in my pea coat, it's fucking cold.
A pea coat?
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. You talk about that, nigga.
Jeez.
Well, I don't know about y'all, but I'm out.
It's too fucking cold out for just hoodie. I can't rock my ICP hoodie all fucking winter, or else I would. It's not that warm.
I rock the hoodie. I fucking work all fucking, like, all 4 hours.
Yeah, but I'm saying, nah. Like, nah. It's fucking
you see how ridiculous
that sounds? You know what I mean? Being up north is not fucking sure. That shit is fucking cold in the winter. No.
I got that.
Speaking of Jersey, Ghetto, guess what I'm watching?
I have no idea.
I'll give you a hint. They did their own video for Want You Back.
Excuse me? Are we talking about these little girls again?
Like, what, like 17 by now.
Okay. Yeah, you have a very unhealthy obsession with these people.
I mean, come on, they're 17. They'll be 18 next year.
Still very awkward.
No, are you fucking done yet?
No, I'm not fucking done yet.
Oh, man, when I'm done, I'll let you know.
This game is playing ever.
You know what Victoria makes me want to do? She makes me want to stab people.
Yes.
Yeah.
4 or 5
yeah.
people.
I agree.
I like to, it's cool with Jake and Jack. I like to address the Juggalos. personal matter, because it's not all good. I mean, things ain't always that cool, you know. I just want to talk to you guys about a problem I got. Maybe you can help me.
I stab people, like 4 or 5 people every day. I try to see a strength to stop that shit, but there ain't no fucking way. I stabbed them, said this nurse and his fucking cat. Stabbed them all like that. I stabbed people I know. I stabbed Alex, my manager. He was like, what the fuck? I stabbed him in the gut. I order food just to stab the guy when he gets there. I don't care. I stab anybody anywhere. I stabbed the mailman, he was quick. He tried to mace me. I'm too quick with the stab. Come on, chase me. I stabbed Twisted, Timmy Madrox. I stabbed him, Misery stabbed me. Oh, God damn him. I stab old people, old ladies, little kids, I don't give a fuck. I stabbed the fat guy in the butt. What? I met Pete Rose, stabbed him twice in his nipples. Monitoring, I stabbed people.
Maybe somebody can help me. Maybe somebody can help me. Maybe somebody can help me. Maybe somebody can help me.
Yeah, and we're back.
Thank you. I haven't heard that one in a long time.
You're in sight.
What are you doing at Jack's Brothers night?
There you go.
Where the fuck have you been when we've been posting and talking about this? Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What is going on right now?
Well, apparently she's asking if we're doing a Jack's Brothers night.
I said, but what are you doing at Jack's Brothers night?
I clearly mentioned.
Wait, hold on. She commented on what I posted on her wall, but she still has no
idea. I didn't read the fucking thing. I just knew what it was.
It was a picture, though, man. You saw the picture.
You think I read that shit? I used to post it almost every day. I'm not going to read it.
Damn, man. She's a hater. She don't even read what we post. She just shows up randomly.
Yeah. You know, Victoria makes me want to stab people that said it was legit. Bye, Victoria.
No, I'm not going to say that because I don't want to put it in the fucking box.
Man, I thought you were about to hang up on her. I'm like, damn, dude.
No. Get up. What I said was Victoria makes me want to stab.
Can I say an L word? Am I allowed to say
an L word? That's not even really much of a word.
Yeah, really isn't.
I don't even fucking know.
The fuck is the un-L word?
Come on, Havoc, really?
I call Ghetto that shit all the time. What, the un-L word?
No, you don't.
Yes, I do, because you are.
No, I am not. Unlegit.
You are.
See, this is why I throw darts at your face.
You gotta watch the movie Hot Rod and you'll appreciate the word.
I will never appreciate that word.
Hell nah. Oh yeah, by the way, I got my ring.
Got your ring? Oh, yeah. So you're flying around, you know, doing Green Lantern things?
Nah, I wish. And I'd be doing Red Lantern things, actually, instead of Green Lantern, because it's the ring for the Red Lantern Corps.
Oh, that makes everything so much better.
Yeah.
So, Victoria, what song would you like to hear off of this CD?
I'm dying.
It's not on the CD. I'm sorry. We can't play that.
You know what? Whenever Victoria uses the word legit, things are just absolutely terrible.
Motherfucker! You don't know shit, do ya? You wouldn't know shit if it went shit through your ugly, bitch-ass face. You ain't even begun to experience drama, motherfucker. your mama, your motherfucking big fat chicken face fat mama. Don't even know about this drama, motherfucker.
Oh my God, look at this.
Turn it up, please. Poor Nancy Kerrigan, sweet little knee. Somebody took her black thing and went up that damn. Well, he heard about it for months. What about that one nobody got that they found? Dead in the grass with his stick in his hair. Blessed it was more, but you won't recall me. Just like I just got squeezed up on some little kid's paw. What you consider drama ain't all that. This is too wack. We get intergalactic satellite data compact. But we can't feed the homeless. And then old days back story and folks. Everybody watch that while Oklahoma explodes. 900 good reasons why this world really don't care. That's what it costs for a wheelchair. Rock and roll ninja bit the head off a rat. Let's march in his counter and turn him to hell. Cause he's so fucking terrible. Meanwhile his record sells double and triple. Cause of you crying about him rubbing his nipple. Religious shit, you help them bad. Instead of helping the poor people eating out of them garbage cans. When you done with that bitch, come protest me. Shit, motherfucker, I can use the money. The whole world was crying when Kurt was goodbye. When Eazy-E died though, it wasn't no thing. Rapper dies of AIDS, but you hardly mention. Rocker blows his face up and becomes a legend. Heroin in a shotgun, a hero was made. Maybe I should do that shit so Jay can get paid.
About my goddamn flag, boy. What's terrible is you damn rappers cursing.
The country we live in was built by slaves. Beat out and murdered and stuffed in their graves. You put a slave owner on the $1 bill. And you wanna know why I kill people?
Bombs are blowing up, cops are corrupt. And all you care about is who the president fucks. You don't know terrible. You will as soon as our wagons come over the hill.
And fuck you. I want to listen to Fuck the World and then Mad Professor, please.
Why does she want to listen to that? Just because she's so angry.
I guess so.
Jeez.
Well, that's fine. Here. Get the world done.
I flipped through the bird because I asked for Fuck the World.
You flipped
yeah, because
bird.
I totally got that to the phone.
But the fact that she said she flipped me the bird.
Oh my
God. That too.
That's very good. That's very strange.
And the fact that she thinks that we could see it over the phone.
I see it. Oh yeah, do it harder.
Well, there you go, your world.
Motherfucking brain! You can't have my couch! The fuck you thinking? Now come here, you big fat motherfucker! Get out of time out!
I was never popular, this I'll admit. Fuck school. School never liked me.
Cool.
All the kids would always beat me till I'm half dead, make fun of the size of my forehead. But that shit never bothered me. Mama and mother, they owned a lot of property. They had a science lab in the basement, and that's where my free time, well, my time was spent. I made a mouse with a chicken head. It clucked three times, cluck, cluck, cluck. Then I was dead. I made a lot of things, though, like a frog with a turkey neck. It was the shit. But I'm still lonely, I need a homie. So I collected limbs and made me a zombie. I could have made a girly friend, but fuck that, I got my girly right here. Yeah.
Under the direction of you can call me Mad Professor.
Why, you don't like it?
I mean, oh my god, it's dirty. Do you like... Shut up, bitch! Give me a dippy toe!
I used so many body parts, it was crazy. I killed a whole bunch of motherfuckers, like, what, 80? They all chipped in on my special friend. Everything helps, even if you got a finger to lend. Come on. I hear the other children playing outside. Keep it down, you little bitches! I'll give you the fucking high! Stressful! This part's whack.
What?
Somehow I gotta attach this nut sack shit. Fuck. I'm sawing off an elbow, looking at the meter on my Quasar Zipsalo. Or better yet, look out the fucking window. I see a storm coming, it's almost time to roll. Screw the head on, come on, come on. It's the thuggish, ruggish bone. Okay, it's time, hit the switch, turn it up to hurt. Fuck! Shit. Didn't work.
Under the direction of...
Thank you.
So, Victoria, I gotta ask, which animal did you choose?
Yes, I was waiting for somebody to ask me that, but nobody has asked me yet. You know what I said? I said a white tiger, and he said, why? And I said, because they're rare and beautiful.
No, I wish I can get questions like this on an interview.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, hell yeah. So, I chose a white tiger.
Well, if you get questions like that on the first interview, you just
right?
imagine what the next one's going to be.
Right? That's what I was like, what? Like, yes, these are awesome questions.
Now, did he ask you any questions that related to working in the store?
Yeah, I mean, and I gave him my resume.
A resume for Hot Topic, really? You need one of those?
I have a resume anyways. I just made one, and I brought one to Victoria's Secret as well.
That's where Havoc wants to work, but they don't ever
hire. Yeah.
I wanted to work overnight in the Freehold Mall. I have to bring one there.
He was like, I will help you women with your bras.
Yes, as I eat pumpkin pie, Pop-Tart.
Really, man, are you going to be obsessed with those now just because they're bomb as fuck?
Hell yeah, man, they're fucking good.
Have you had those, Victoria?
What is it?
A pumpkin Pop-Tart.
I don't know what, no.
I thought you were going to tell me you didn't know what a Pop-Tart was.
I have not had a pumpkin Pop-Tart or whatever
should,
the fuck
you should try it out, man. Wait, hold on. Are we laughing because you don't know what a Pop-Tart is or because you've never tried this flavor? Because
I never tried a pumpkin Pop-Tart.
Okay, you never tried this flavor. There we go.
I would never try a pumpkin anything.
Why the hell not? You don't like pumpkin things?
No.
How about pumpkin pie?
I don't like pie.
Yes, you do. Don't lie.
No, I don't like pie, like, at all. You will never see me eat pie.
Except for cherry pie.
No.
No.
No cheese pie, no pumpkin pie, no... fucking whatever the fuck pie you want. I don't want it.
Damn.
What about poontang pie?
Oh, what?
She enjoys that. She wants a big helping of that.
That's what you said.
Go ahead, Havoc. Say it again.
Poontang pie. Now is she laughing because she agrees she wants some poontang, or?
No poontang for me.
Not today?
No, not feeling it.
Maybe tomorrow.
Maybe.
It is still early
try
into
me,
the weekend.
Try me Monday.
Try you Monday?
Yeah, I'll just say fuck you.
So she wants them on Monday is what she's telling us.
No poontang pie ever. I don't want
it's
anything pie.
It's funny as hell that she just keeps saying it.
So I gotta ask, Victoria, how about your bitch boy CM Punk getting his ass handed to him by fucking the Wyatts?
Fucking Wyatts.
Haha, the Wyatts are gonna kill them.
Yep. And then fucking
I don't know
what the fuck she said.
I hope Ross better.
English. Are you speaking?
Yeah. I don't think she does.
What?
I don't think she's talking to us.
talking about?
Oh, who the fuck she's talking to?
She's just suddenly turned into Randy Orton.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I turned into I have his tattoo.
I remember when I told Havoc about that. He really didn't give a shit.
And I didn't fucking know I had that shit.
Now, how long did it take you to realize that you both had the same tattoo?
I was looking at his back, and I looked at it, and I went up to the TV screen, and I was like, oh, shit. I was like, I have a miniature version of his tattoo.
Why the fuck did you go up to the TV for?
She's blind.
I am blind. I had to make before, too, before I called that shit out.
She pressed her face to the screen, like, what?
I was like, what?
I fucking hope the wife orange.
The guy who did my shit, that dude, he made that shit his own. It was
sure.
Did you say the guy claimed that it is his own tattoo?
No. Like, he freehanded most of it because I didn't like the stencil. And he freehanded most of it. So, I mean, it was just crazy how we have, like, the... Like, the one on his upper back, the, like, middle of it, and the top of it, is, like, his head. On the lower back.
So, it's all right, Havoc. We really don't want to hear what she has to say.
Okay. She can continue.
She's done now.
So, Victoria, how do you feel about Kane wearing a suit and a tie?
I thought that was really fucking awkward. I didn't know what the... Me and Matt looked at each other like, what in the fuck?
Oh, excuse me, ma'am. I'll look at you.
I was shocked to see him in a suit and tie. Like, it was just awkward.
Yeah.
I heard a shit and he comes out in a suit and tie. I was like, what?
Yeah, it's going to be a terrible version of the corporation.
Yeah.
That's weird.
With the fucking retarded shield. For them as well.
So Victoria, how do you feel about your baby Roman Reigns falling down during his entrance the other day?
Roman Reigns isn't my baby.
Yeah, he's a faggot. That's why.
You
is my baby. So fuck out of here.
Well, I don't know. You were defending Roman Reigns when I said that he fucking sucks and he needs to go home. So.
No, you said that he was boring, and I said he's good to look at.
No. Roman Reigns doesn't need to be shot in the head. That motherfucker can't wrestle worth shit.
That's Havoc's reasoning for everything.
Well, come on, we all know it's true. Fucking Reigns can't wrestle. Motherfucker's got one move, and that's it. It's a spear.
Yeah.
Spears people.
He spears people just like the rest of the people. Like Ryback, he's just now starting to use the spear.
Ryback is fucking ginormous.
Let's see. Reigns is using it. Ryback's using it. The Big Show uses it. Edge, Goldberg.
Caitlin.
I like Big E. He's cool.
I mean,
I don't think championship.
Yeah, what are you saying?
Biggie?
say Big E.
I hope he gets another shot at that.
I think she's trying to say Big E Langston Gittle.
Oh, all right.
That's what I said, Big E.
Although it's something that she's saying Piggy.
Something like it.
But you gotta realize the difference between all those other motherfuckers using the spear and Caitlyn using the spear. Caitlyn has to look sexy doing it. I mean, honestly, I definitely wouldn't mind being speared by her.
What are you talking about? You know you enjoy when Big Show does it.
No, but
I see you running to the bathroom when it happens.
No, hell no. Nah. But I wonder if what's his name? Victoria realizes that unfortunately
like, his name. Yeah.
But yeah, no. You know, I wonder if she realizes that she'll never have a chance in hell with CM Punk.
What about CM Punk?
Yeah, he's straight edge.
That and plus, you would never have a chance to hit with him because it seems like he's with Lita.
I know he's with Lita.
That and plus, you smoke weed, you drink. Yeah,
I don't drink, actually, so you don't know me that well.
Oh, she got you.
Well, either way, you smoke weed, and yeah, he's straight edge as a motherfucker. He don't smoke or anything like that.
I knew that. I split the CM Punk.
I bet you he fucking does smoke, man.
So apparently, Ghetto, apparently now Kane has a new title. It's called Director of Operations.
Yeah. Thank you, Triple H.
Oh, man. I think the authority needs to end.
It just started.
I don't give a fuck. It needs to end.
No. Not yet.
Oh, I mean, or at least everybody needs to rise.
No, everybody needs to bring it on.
How about this? You do everybody rise and then bring it on.
Man, fuck you.
Bring it on, everybody.
Five cards came and made their mark. From Moon, Uganda to Patton Park. killer. Axe murder boy, wig cap peeler. I can win a filler jacket and look fresh. I'm pimping like David Koresh. What if the people think I got bombs in my locker? Teacher try to open it up, I'm a stalker. Get the fuck back and leave me alone before I have to come to your home and see ya.
Wind me up and I can do flip
and put the smack down on your lips.
Any little rude jump, daddy time dub.
Yeah, let me get three soft tacos with no lettuce, a Cholito, and a nacho.
Excuse me, sir, but we do not have, how do you say, Cholito.
A Cholito, you know what I'm saying?
I do not know. We have no Cholito, as you say. This is Taco Land. We only have their fresh vegetables with pizza loaf. We have no Cholitos.
Man, fuck that. I'm looking at this shit right on the menu. I want a Cholito.
Perhaps instead I make for you a fresh slice of tomato on pizza, no?
What the fuck? I want a motherfucking Cholito, man.
Yeah?
Fuck off. What? Fuck off. Hey, fuck you, motherfucker.
No.
Fuck that!
All right, y'all. Everybody rise.
Blow a hole in your neck and leave you standing there looking stupid like that. Everybody jumps to the juggalo sound. Fuck out of here if you ain't down with the clown.
Fuck redneck, dumb bitty dumb. Burrows in your mouth, stretch your tongue. Everybody jumps to the juggalo sound. Fuck out of here if you ain't down with the clown.
Fuck Gene Simmons, you make me sick. Psycho circus, you stole my shit. Spit your blood out and do your dance, but I'ma kick that ass through your leather pants.
Everybody jumps to the juggalo sound. Fuck out of here, you ain't down with the clown.
Everybody raise on the east side. Everybody raise on the west side. Everybody raise on the north side. South side. Everybody rise. Everybody raise on the east side. Everybody raise on the west side. Everybody raise on the north side. South side. Everybody rise.
Money, I was raised up without shit. That's how I die, that's how I like it. Everybody jumps to the juggalo sound. Fuck out of here if you ain't down with the clan.
I scream! I make towers shatter. I hoop the moon through the rings of Saturn. Everybody jumps to the juggalo sound. Fuck out of here if you ain't down with the clown.
I say what I want, whatever I feel. Fuck your big contract record deal. Paper ain't shit, news amongst the dead. Dark carnival, a la Kumba.
Fuck video and radio play. Fuck shit, fuck my dick all day. Everybody jumps.
And we're back. And Miss Legit once decided to go to bed.
Yes, I know this.
Well, speaking of people calling in, where the fuck is Shelby at? I thought she was gonna call in tonight.
Man, don't ask stupid questions.
Like I said, man, Chris, she told you she was gonna call in.
People tell me lots of things. I just don't ever think they're true.
Oh, I mean, hey, at least she called in.
She seems so excited.
Oh, but why not? I mean, yeah, it's not like she really talked much to us. I mean, when she first called in, she was talking to the people in the background.
Poor Havoc wasn't getting talked to.
But I might be able to schedule an interview with Winnie Payton.
Oh, yeah. And why is that?
You don't want to interview with Winnie Payton?
I'm just saying, why did you just randomly say that?
Because, I got an email from, one of those newsletter things from Kerosene Media. So, which means, more likely, she's probably involved with Kerosene Media in some way. Which means I can hit up James instead of being with her. Do we know if the Twisted tour is over yet, or is that still going on?
That ended at the end of the month, maybe. Maybe recently it ended. Wasn't very many tours or tour dates on that.
So then I'll see if we can set something up with Twisted as well with James.
I don't know. Last I read about a Twisted show was, I think it was for that Detroit show or whatever, where the security guards were just being assholes and choking people and beating people up and shit.
Oh, fuck.
For, for jumping around and whatnot. And then there was a tweet by Minoxide saying, fuck them. Fuck them. Fuck them.
Oh, bud. But man, I'm waiting for these fucking shit. I'm waiting for fucking those forgot the movie. See No Evil 2 to come out. This is coming out next year, unfortunately.
Kevin.
All right, did you know that Kane was a part of MacGruber? The movie.
He was in that movie too.
Yeah.
I know there's a bunch of people in there, like Great Khali and shit.
Yeah, Kane was in there as Tinker Lutz.
I don't know. I never really watched that movie. Mainly because it looked fucking retarded.
Well, yeah. Let's see here. Big Show was there. Mark Henry was in a movie, like you said, Great Khali. Let's see who else they had in the fucking movie.
So, yeah, it's interesting.
I disagree with that status.
What?
That Corpse Circus is the shit.
Oh, yeah, MVP was in the movie, too.
MVP.
So was Chris Jericho.
Hey, look, yeah, there's a person I haven't seen in a while, if that's the same person. Poncho.
Yeah, I don't talk. I think I left that group a long last time ago.
Group? What group?
Poncho runs the group Juggalo Home. I think I left that group.
I'm not even in that group. What the fuck?
Hey, look. Chill's on.
Tell him to call in because he got a job working at Taco Bell. Tell me you want a fucking burrito.
Yeah, there we go. I told him to call in. I want a burrito and taco.
Wouldn't that be a taco?
Well, taco, burrito and taco. Yeah, he's posting up the fucking Mighty Death, Bang Pow Boom pictures.
Why?
Fuck if I know. But we'll see if he calls in or not.
Meantime, we can listen to Assassins.
Actually, I was just thinking about that track too. I was just looking at it. So here we go.
You know who you're fucking with. Big clown. You know who you're fucking with.
I saw this man, he was coming, he was trying to snatch his jewelry and ran. I caught up with Nate and said I think it's worth a grand. He smiled, then he giggled, then he shook my hand. The jam was going down, I need the money, so I'm giddy. The fucking state was cruel, and they gave us 750. My mama threw me out, I called my sister a whore. Now my house is abandoned, my bed is the floor. It's been a week, I haven't eaten, I'm starving, I crawl. So my teacher, Mr. Lena, up at Wellington Mall. I broke into a dozen and jumped in the back and waited for the bitch to put my shank to her neck. She gave me off of the car keys, cried and said please. She promised not to tell and give me A's and B's. I said I want your money, bitch, and all I can sell. Now I looked into her eyes and she was scared as hell. I knew she was a snitch, so I cut off her tongue. Got happy with the trigger, now I'm on the run. And a
help me kill a 2-liter. some fucking nerve. Then she rolled over and gave me a kiss and said,
so when am I getting paid?
What, bitch? First I tried to choke her, she went for the door and said,
welcome to the disease, there's no cure for it.
Bitch, I love you, but now you gotta die. I chased her through the door, but she slammed it in my eye. She passed by my voice, and I knew he was stressed. Billy pulled out his gun and shot the bitch in her back. Still was 30, I went for the hatchet and screamed at the moon like a sick psychopath. Shit, chopping and chopping, they said, Jay, what the fuck? I'm a news, they found their head stuffed up her butt. What? I'm an assassin. A motherfucking assassin. And a
hello?
Yes?
Hi, I'd like to speak to Mike Wood.
Who's calling?
This is Sean.
I'm sorry, who?
Sean.
Did you say Sean?
Sarah. Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, this is Sarah.
Oh, Sarah?
Mike Wood, please.
Okay, hold on one moment.
Hello?
Yes, I have a complaint, a formal complaint.
Go ahead.
They're just evil.
Who's evil?
The last booking you had, they jumped from the stage and they tried to finger me in the audience.
Who is this?
This is Sal.
You're referring to who?
To myself and my rear. What do you mean, am I referring to?
What band?
The Insane Clown Posse.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
Oh, God. Do you book them or no?
Yes, I am the booking agent for the Insane Clown Posse.
But that's who you are, and I just so happened to be a poor fool that was standing in the front row when one of them jumped on me. Knocked me down and obliviously stuck his fingers in my ass. I don't need this. Why do you let this go on?
Why are you calling me about this?
Well, you're booking them. Get off the phone, you stupid ass. Who's helloing me? Mike Wood, please.
This is Mike Wood.
Please stop booking him, Mike. Please. They're driving me nuts.
And we're back. All right, Ghetto. So, you get me a burrito and taco, and you're getting a chalupa.
The fuck? I don't want nothing from Taco Bell. Bring me some nachos. And a motherfucking Toledo. No, I'm kidding. Some Chinese spare ribs.
And I'll be having that tomorrow. Or later.
Of course you are.
Hell yeah, man. And I'm getting me a poo-poo platter for two.
Yeah, and that's just for you.
Hell yeah.
Fucking fat ass.
But the fucking only thing, the only thing like my mom gets from my fucking transvestite is the fucking chicken teriyaki on a stick thing.
And what the hell do you get? One of everything.
Usually like an egg roll, some boneless spare ribs. Then I go for the combination platter, combination platters.
Jeez, man, you get all of that in just one go.
Hell yeah. And that's usually gone within an hour.
Damn, man. It's official. You definitely eat way more than I do.
Yeah, and I weigh less than you.
Yeah, well, how the fuck does that work?
I don't know, man. I'm only 173 pounds.
Eating like it?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Yeah, I can't explain it.
Yeah,
It's funny because, like, I've never weighed over 190 pounds. Like, that's, like, 190 pounds is, like, the most I've ever weighed.
The fuck? I wish I weighed that much.
Oh, are you ready for the next MacGruber?
No.
Oh, I have a feeling there's going to be another one. Just like, should be in Anchorman 2. Well, Anchorman 2 is coming out. How to Train Your Dragon 2 is coming out.
How to Train Your Dragon 2. Really? They need a second one?
Yep. And hey, at least The Purge is finally out on DVD.
It's been on DVD.
Yeah, I just need to find that fucking site that you gave me one time before because, that shit got deleted when I refreshed my computer.
You didn't save it?
I saved it to my browser, but when I refreshed my, because this computer gives me the option of either restoring my computer to like when I first got it. Or I can just simply refresh it. And pretty much
that's I don't know if you bookmark a site and then you have to like reset your browser or some shit, you could always just save the link on like Notepad and then just go back to it.
Yeah, except the Notepad got fucking deleted too because of the fact, like I said, it gives you an option of either refresh your PC without affecting your files, but everything else, you know, like apps and like you know like Firefox and stuff like that, and like anything that was saved is like gone, or you could remove everything and reinstall Windows completely from fucking factory settings. And I hit refresh. So I lost all my bookmarks and all the sites.
Damn it, chill. Quit liking stupid pages and calling.
Yeah, I guess it happened.
He liked the Denver Broncos, and he liked some stupid chick artist.
Of course. He's an idiot.
Nothing like stating the obvious.
Yep. But more likely he just wants his shit.
And he won't leave until he gets...
Like March, April, fucking Libra, Taurus, born in 1775, I'm like 300 and something, but I'm still alive. I used to hang with the original Billy the Kid, you probably think I'm only playing, but I did. My daddies were a two-headed freak show, mama, a fortune teller, Esmerella Zeller. Anyway, they had sex on a Ouija board, and I was born the next day. Ryan J. When I was 14, I tripped on the train track, and I was crushed right there on the steel rack. I'm all cold. They thought it had fucked me up. I got up and itched my butt, and I'm like, what? Everybody tripped and called me the clown devil boy, child of the witch heifer. Whatever. Tied me up, burned me, and threw stones. Had a few scrapes and cuts, smoky nuts. After that, they started bowing and shit.
ringing to me. You know how the primitives get. I said, get off my dick, I ain't a savior. I'm what you call a juggalo, and all I want is my flavor. Four simple things in this bitch before I die. I wanna wash the axe. I wanna know voodoo. A fat bitch named Bridget. And a little sip of Faygo too. Till I get my shit in this motherfucker, I won't ever die.
Hell yeah. So anyway,
50 years passed, all my homies are old ass fucks. I ain't even got hair on my nuts. I left the village in search of my ends. I wrestled alligators, battled terminators. Nothing ever killed me, nothing could harm me. I fought in the Civil War, Yankees Army. I walked across enemy lines with the MAC-10. Man, they didn't even have that shit back then. How you just gonna come in my shit and fuck it up?
Well, at least make this shit sound real, man.
Damn. Walked across enemy lines with a lantern. Steady taking cannonballs to the bone. The war ended, I traveled the country horseback. Till a fool tried to horse jack. He put his gas to my head and blew my face up. It didn't even smear the makeup. I took his gun and put a divot in his neck. The sheriff didn't like it. I got indicted. 87 long years in a state pen. Until they finally forgot why they put me in. They had to let me go, can't hold me on nothing. On the way out there like, yo, ain't you like 100 and something? I said, that's right. And I ain't gonna die till I get my shit, motherfucker! I wanna wash the axe! I wanna know voodoo! A fat bitch named Bridget! Just a little sip or two. Till I get my shit in this motherfucker, I won't ever die! I slept under bridges, lived in the valleys. I climbed up mountains, searched the alleys. More years passed and I still ain't died. Now I'm in Detroit on the southwest side. My homie has an Impala, blue 67. Last night we hit the road pushing 111. I stuck my head out the window, told him floor it the most, and let my nugget ping off a light post. Hell yeah, cuz. Hurts a little bit, but then you get a straight buzz. The world hates me cause of shit like this. They always try to kill me, but meh. I know it's odd that my face is forever painted. When I was born, the bitch-ass doctor fainted. My tongue's a little long, I choke people with it. Looks kinda nasty, but chicks dig it. And I told you my neck can stretch for miles. I sorta look like something from the X-Files. People wanna see me die more than a little bit, but I'm a juggalo. And as a juggalo, I want my shit! And I ain't gonna die till I get it! I wanna wash the axe. I wanna know voodoo. A fat bitch named Bridget.
I said Faygo, fuck Mountain Dew.
Till I get my shit in this motherfucker, I won't ever die.
And we're back.
Wonderful. Wake the hell.
I'm up for now. Once 1 o'clock comes, I'm passing out from work at 9 o'clock.
Oh, poor Havoc.
I'm off Sunday, so hell yeah.
And I get Chinese food.
You're off Sunday, and you can watch your favorite show, Total Divas.
Hell yeah, and Walking Dead.
Oh, you know you're more excited about the Total Divas.
Yeah, from right there, I thought you were about to say Total Divas.
I was about to say that.
Yeah, man, I want to find out what the hell happened to JoJo. Where the fuck she at? I mean, we see Eva Marie enough. She got her first win over Tamina, and that's probably about it.
I love how wrestling pages talk about her, talk about how hot she is, but she lacks wrestling skills.
I know, right?
Which is very true.
I mean, come on. Yes, she's hot. But, come on. Lita's fucking hot. Trisha's fucking hot, but at least they could wrestle.
Yeah. So, why is WWE pushing her?
I don't know. I think they'd be better off fucking pushing JoJo.
She's going to be a singer. She ain't going to be a wrestler.
Yeah. But she's probably a better wrestler than fucking Eva Marie.
Well, we'll never know.
I mean, shit, fucking throw Eva Marie in the fucking NXT and fucking bring Paige into the fucking Raw and shit and give her a fucking push.
You know, Victoria sent me a message, earlier there, and the last time that I talked to her was June.
Let's see, when was the last time I talked to her myself here? Let's find out. April.
Damn.
And the first message I got from her was...
We stay in contact with people.
Yeah, and the only message I received from her so far today was, good night.
Jeez. So what the hell did that person say on your picture that you made of us on that bitch strips thing?
I don't fucking know.
Did that person even say anything? Because then I said, don't press it, you stupid ass. And he said, I was just joking, press it. What the fuck did he say?
I guess apparently he was telling me to push it. He was just joking about that.
Oh, I have no idea. Because I didn't see the comment. It was no longer there. Really?
Yeah, I don't even know what the fuck.
At least played a fucking song, really?
Yeah, I don't even know where the fuck that person came from. He's like, he's not even on my list.
Whose list is he on?
I don't know.
He has to be on your list. Because I'm not tagged in it.
He's on my friend list.
He gotta be.
He's not. He just came out of nowhere. Tell me to press it. Press it.
Because random people just can't comment your picture.
Let me see where the fuck this nigga came from. He's friends with someone named, oh, that bitch.
Oh, of course.
Zella Marie.
Who the fuck is that?
I don't know, but the phone though. Let's see. Zella Marie, Zella Marie, who the fuck are you, Zella Marie? Yeah, this doesn't help. This is when I said fucking friends, not pictures, bitch.
Well, may as well play another song.
I'm about to do that right now. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah. Let's go with...
That crawled throughout his veins, as Damien laid in
we're back. So, should we just get, you know, get into the rest of these tracks?
Why is that?
I mean, we got like 5 tracks left.
Yeah, may as well do it.
Alright, so let's go with... how about the Shaggy Show first?
From Southwest Detroit, deep within Thug Island's industrial waste depositories, it's Shaggy Day!
Hey! How you doing out there? I'm Jeff Garcia. Awesome! What up, y'all? Welcome to the show. I'm Shaggy, like you don't fucking know. This is my sidekick, Fat Pat. He goes, and all of that.
That's right.
Anyhow, on my way here, I almost died. This bitch in front of me was like 105. They worry about drunks and late night truckers. All these bitches try to kill motherfuckers. This lady's got a left blinker on for an hour or more.
Yeah.
Then she makes a right into my side door. This comedy shit's getting old.
The game is to be sold, not to be told. Yeah.
You can feel the excitement, right?
Yeah.
Dog is with us tonight. That's what I'm saying. On this Shaggy Show, shit, we ain't playing.
Hell no.
And that ain't it.
What?
Also on the show,
cool.
Another motherfucker that, well, some of you know. You see him with me a lot. He's like a brother. Violent J's in this motherfucker.
I like that kid, Violent J.
Hey, Maya.
What's up?
How you doing today?
That's great, Shaggy.
Well, that's great. Now let's give a hand to Mikey Clark and the Gangsta Fun Band.
Do your homies have money? Are you broke?
Yeah.
Do bitches look at you like some kind of joke?
Straight up.
There's nothing you can do except get your PhD.
Play a haters degree?
That's right.
Oh, hell yeah.
Player Haters Academy, located on Well Farm in Detroit, offers the finest in player Haitian tactics.
Yeah, that's right.
Such as the bitch hater.
Hey, man, fuck that fine ass bitch.
Or the look shooker.
Yo, bitch, I might be ugly, at least I ain't got no money.
Or the never-ending shooting star.
Just because he got a car, he want to be driving that bitch.
Get your PhD and join a nation of player Haitians.
Word up.
Okay, my first deputy's nutty as hell. He just served a half a year in the county jail.
Uh-huh.
Now he's back, but now with Lee.
Hey, Molly J's in this bitch ass beat.
What up, y'all?
What's happening? It's been 6 months and my dick ain't having it. If I don't hurry up and give me some ass, I might bust this nut on your TV glass. Anyway, I'm working on my brand new shit. A brand new group with my homie Twisted. It's called Dark Lotus. Should I play some for y'all? Hell no.
I've been hearing a little of this and that about you having some kind of a panic attack. Tell us, is it true? And when you have one, what the fuck do you do?
Well, I'll be sitting there enjoying a coffee, and then all of a sudden I'm like, get off me! And I start choking out pedestrians until they give me my shot of Califalestrian. But that's all over now, it's old hat. I'm a perfectly normal necrophiliac. Just don't test me or pull strings, forget it. I might grab your neck and do bad things with it.
Well, I'm that no thank you, Jay.
Sure.
For real. What's up with popping one of those fallopian pills? Take your ass backstage now and relax.
I'm straight.
Snoop Dogg is coming up next. Stay right here. We'll be right back.
I like my chili hot. As a matter of fact, I like my chili so goddamn hot that you can cook a hog's ass in a spoonful. When a working man such as myself wants a little hot fixin', I'll reach for that bottle of mama's goddamn hot chili. Smooth, tender chunks with chili beans filled with mama's hot bastard bacon bits and drizzled with just the right amount of thick, savory sauce, dripping with noodle nuggets and Texas tough onions. Mm-mm, that's hot. Goddamn hot. Ask for it by name.
Yo, we're back. My next guest pioneered a sounding whack. He's come a long way from the LBC. Please welcome Snoop D-O-double-G.
Look up in the sky, it's the bird, it's the plane. It's the big dog, y'all fucking with the insane plan. Get am, nigga, I represent the town. Hey yo, Violent J, let's go half on this pound. I stay gangster like Vaughn. I dropped a bomb, they call me Snoop Dogg, and I can raise your arm. So any MC that disagree with me, step up and watch your motherfucking ass meet your feet.
Snoop, what? Now you got platinum on your wall. Why the fools staring, scratch the ball.
What?
They wanna be like you, they wanna try to see your flow now.
What up?
Yo, why is that so?
It's like everywhere I look and everywhere I go, some bitch ass nigga trying to steal my flow, but I don't pay them no attention. Oh, should I mention
what?
I'm all about the money and riding in cars with suspension bouncing. Banging up corners, smoking dope.
What?
Smoking that weed, hanging out with my low folks. Don't
what
give
up
a fuck about nothing at all. That's why I'm known to the world as big motherfucking Snoop Dogg. Nigga.
Snoop Dogg, everybody! Now we gotta bring our clothes to the party.
Already, huh?
Thanks, Violent J.
Sure.
Hello. And thank you, Snoop, for that bag of smoke.
Get out.
Join us next time for the show. We'll have that one bitch from Nettis to Cleo.
That's it for now. I'm out this bitch.
Hey, yo, gangsta fun. Show them how you got rich.
All right, let's go next up, man. I say we go with Play With Me.
Yeah. become much older now, and I don't see you turning back. 7 years in darkness, I can only hope my wish comes true, that one day I'll get you in my hands, and I'll play with you!
Up next, nothing left.
Man, I love you guys, man.
Man, shut the fuck up, man. Why you always gotta ruin the moment? Fuck you.
And we're back.
Hey, yo, man. Apparently, WWE released that Oh No guy.
Oh, no.
But do you know why? Because they're bitches.
Yes. Yes, they are. Speaking of bitches.
Bitches!
Department?
Now, what's that supposed to mean, ma'am? Is that a wise-ass comment?
Would you like the touring department?
I drive a truck for a living. I think I've seen enough of the country. I don't need that shit.
What do you need, sir?
I told you I got a truckload of shit out here for the insane clown posse.
I can't help you with that. Would you like the touring department?
Now, what? You tell me now, what the hell am I going to do with a truckload of fake pussy?
I don't know. Would you like the touring department?
I damn well can't fuck them all, that's for sure.
And we're back.
And there you have it.
Yeah, I don't understand why he was released, though.
I don't know. It's breaking news all over Facebook right now.
Yeah, man, he was fucking good, man. I mean, shit. He would have made a good addition to fucking Raw or SmackDown.
Well, I guess WWE just didn't like him.
That's okay. He'll jump to TNA.
He would waste his time on that. But I don't know. Then there's something that somebody posted. P something or other signed him to face the hurricane or some shit.
P. Nope, no clue.
I don't fucking know. Wherever the hell the hurricane's at.
Where the fuck is there again at right now? Gregory Helms, let's find out where the fuck he's at. Independent wrestling. I mean, I know. Nah, I'm trying to think where the fuck he'd be at. Okay, the PWI.
I guess.
The, if I'm correct. Well, actually, now he's a part of, well, no, he's a part of Omega Championship Wrestling, but he was a part of Pro Wrestling Guerrillas for a while. Because I think, let's see, House of Hardcore. Oh, while I'm looking this up, let's go with the final track here real quick. This is another love song.
Yeah. I mean, I hear what you're saying. I mean, you got carried away in the moment. And I could forgive you. I could do that. I could do anything if I wanted.
I could buy you a Lexus truck.
Chop and never stop. Because you fuck my homie.
I'm the one that killed your precious cat.
fuck my homie. I'd rather cut than make him have. I'd rather choke out than bitch have. I'd rather chop and never stop. Because you fuck my homie.
House of Hardcore now.
Well, that's random.
Yeah, along with Matt Stryker, Ted DiBiase, and Ted DiBiase.
I thought Ted DiBiase stopped wrestling.
Nope, him and his father are both part of House of Hardcore now.
Because he made a video and shit saying that he was leaving WWE and he's not going to wrestle for a while.
Yeah, well, you'll say, Lord.
I guess so.
Oh, man, I think House of Hardcore is going to have enough people soon enough to where they can invade WWE.
Yeah, that'd be pretty dope.
Hell yeah. Let's see. We got a match coming up on tonight, actually. Let's see. Looks like Carlito and Rosita versus Stevie Richards and Victoria.
Victoria's there too? Damn.
Yeah, along with Angelina Love and David Scott. They're part of that too.
What the hell? They got all the good bitches.
Hell yeah. They got John Morrison as well. They got Two Cold Scorpio. They definitely got like a lot of good fucking wrestlers. I mean, shit, and they even got Maria.
I'm just saying they got a bunch of good divas, too.
Yeah, including Maria.
Hell yeah.
Maria's tits got bigger. That's always a plus.
She probably got implants.
Well, if she's smart, she'll stay away from fucking pins and needles. Otherwise, she goes boom.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the first warning that surgeons give bitches when they get fake tits. Stay away from pins.
Stay away from anything that might make your tits pop.
Because we ain't fixing them.
Yeah. Like that dumb bitch that was on the challenge, you know, she plopped into the water and she popped her implant and shit. Well, she thought she did, or
yep,
whatever the hell that was.
Yeah. Bitches be that way.
Do that, you smack the water hard enough, it'll pop. Or come close to it.
Yep.
Alright, time to shut down the computer.
Uh-oh. Don't shut down your life. What's wrong with you?
Shut it down for the night. And we'll be back later on tonight. Because I'm going to go pass the fuck out for work.
Alright, goodbye.
Peace.